Chris, probably not the greatest start to Chesterfield career.
No, definitely not. I mean, the lads were fantastic in the first half, and then it was a complete turnaround in the second half. And once they got the momentum, they were difficult to stop, and obviously the result shows that.
It was the proverbial game of two halves, wasn't it, as well? Was the key sort of conceding straight away after in the second half?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what the manager said as well. I think if we'd held on for sort of 10 minutes, killed the game off, I think we could have gone on to get more goals and win by a bigger margin, but because they scored so early, it gave them the momentum, like I said earlier, and they just went on from there.
It's a bit difficult for yourself, you know, you got a bit of a cameo with 10 minutes, quarter of an hour to go, isn't it, really, to get into the game?
Yeah, I mean, I've not played for a while, and had a little bit of an injury last week, so I've not been training until yesterday. But yeah, it was good to get a little run out, and hopefully I'll get some more time in the next couple of games.
Yeah, there's plenty of games coming up for that, isn't there? Is that what you saw when Chesterfield came into you in for you as well? What was the situation there?
Yeah, well, I've not had much game time for Sheffield United at the minute, and I just wanted to get away and play, and Chesterfield came in, and I thought it was a perfect opportunity. They're obviously top of the league, flying, and I've come to hopefully get a few goals.
Was there a situation a couple of years ago when you nearly came to Chesterfield? Was it from Derby?
I don't know much about that, to be honest.
There's just a strong rumours going around a couple of years ago that maybe you could have come to Chesterfield and they're under John Sheridan, that's all. So.
Oh, that's true, actually. I spoke to John Sheridan, but at the time I was looking to remain in the Championship if I could. But I ended up signing for Sheffield United.
What do you want to get out the most out of your month with Chesterfield?
Just game time. I need match fitness. I mean, this is potentially my last year at Sheffield, so I need to be playing, I need to be in the shot window, and I just want to do as well as I can for Chesterfield and hopefully, like I said, get a few goals for them.
What's the manager said to you at Sheffield United, really? Do you fit into his plans at all?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I mean, I've not been playing, so I take that as a possible no, but things change in football on a daily basis, so I'm not ruling that out. But like I said, if I'm not playing there, I don't want to be one of the players who just sits and collects the money, so to speak. I want to get out and play for whoever I can do, and that's why I've come to Chesterfield.
The reason why I ask really that is because there's similar formations, aren't they, really, as well, the 4-2-3-1, and you know, you could slot into that here, but perhaps not at Sheffield United.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, they are similar formations. They're not exactly the same, and I know on paper people probably look at it and think that they are the same, but I think Chesterfield sort of play a little bit different, and I think that'll suit my game more than what it does at Sheffield.
Moving on to Tuesday, a big local derby to get your teeth into as well straight away against Mansfield. Of course, Chesterfield lost 10 days ago, I guess 7 days ago rather, so Tuesday night could be the night when you can possibly make your debut.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Like I said, it's a derby, so it'll be a great game to play in, and hopefully I get the opportunity.